Can you imagine what it would be like if Jesus were your older brother? Talk about having an inferiority complex. Who's your older brother? Well, the Son of God. It's quite a lot to live up to. As the scripture tells it, James did not recognize Jesus as the Christ when Jesus walked this earth. In fact, James was quite opposed to what Jesus was doing. Both he and his mother and some other brothers accused Jesus of having a demon and tried to get him to come home and stop all this nonsense. It was only after the resurrection that James had a vision of the risen Christ. And he realized who his brother really was. That experience of the risen Christ changed James so much that he told a very different story. He became one of the great leaders in the early church, the Bishop of Jerusalem. And he wrote the letter of James, as we have it in the New Testament. And I love this letter. It's so different from Paul's letters. James had a different way of thinking, a different way of speaking and of writing, of expressing himself. For James, faith was not as important as what you did about it. One of his favorite phrases from the Epistle of James is this: faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. So if you believe, well, that's all fine and good, but if you don't do something about it, then your belief really doesn't mean much. In today's epistle, James goes even more specific and talks about the tongue. His point is that what you say matters in your spiritual life. How you choose to speak matters. The tongue, James says, can set a fire ablaze. The tongue is like the bit on the bridle of a horse. If you pull that bridle, it turns the horse's mouth and the whole body goes one direction or the other. So when you speak, it leads you to act in certain ways. Another analogy he uses is that the tongue is like the rudder of a ship. Just that little thing can steer the entire ship one way or the other. What you speak not only impacts the ones who hear you, but it impacts you. It calls you into action, either for good or for ill. You can do great works with your tongue, or you can destroy and hurt. It's up to you. And your decision impacts your soul and the world. About 13 years ago, my son Jacob turned 5. It was his birthday. Of course, we planned a birthday party because when you're 5, the birthday party is of ultimate importance. Just before the birthday party, I got word that my grandmother died. She was from upstate New York, just up the Hudson from New York City. They decided to hold her funeral on the day after Jacob's fifth birthday up in New York. So I was faced with a tough decision. Of course, I decided to be present for my living son's birthday first, and then try somehow to fly up to New York and take the train up the Hudson River and make it in time for my grandmother's funeral. It seemed like a good decision, but I was nervous and I was cutting it very close. My airplane got in on time to LaGuardia, and I got on the train, but I was nervous. And I got on the train going the wrong direction. When I realized after two or three stops, oh no, this is the wrong way, I got off the train and I went across to the one going the right way, but I got on the local, which means it stops at every single stop. I'll never forget, I was sitting across from this elderly Jewish woman, and I couldn't help myself. When I realized I was on the local, I burst into tears. She looked at me with her Brooklyn accent and said, "Honey, what's wrong?" And I explained that I was going to be late for my grandmother's funeral and that I had gotten on the local and that I'd gone the wrong way. And I'll never forget what she said. "Oh, honey, your grandmother, she knows that you love her. She knows it. You're a good girl. You're a good girl. And she's watching from heaven, and she knows that you're doing everything you can. And don't worry." I'll never forget her voice. "Don't worry, your grandmother, she loves you. She loves you." With those simple words, a stranger who had never met me before changed how I felt about myself. I felt like a total failure. And she turned that around just by telling me a few sentences. We forget how much what we tell people impacts them. Look at Peter in the gospel. One minute, he's saying to Jesus, "You're the Christ, the Messiah," and becomes the head of the church. The next minute, Peter's saying, "Oh no, you don't have to die, though. That would be a bad thing." And Jesus says, "Get behind me, Satan." You see, Peter, I think Peter was a blurter. He just kind of said everything he thought. And sometimes he said a good thing, and sometimes he said a bad thing. Look at how different the response was. I watch this community, and I see what happens when you all edify each other in love. I also see what happens when we get under stress and we start barking at each other. Or when we decide that when we have a problem with someone, we're not going to tell that person, we're going to tell somebody else. We're going to start the gossip mill turning. When we speak good and love, it edifies the community. When we speak into the criticism and lack, it breaks the community apart. I say this in all humility because I myself have said terrible things to the people I love in stupid moments of temper. I think we all have. James says we all make mistakes. But the important thing is to realize that we need to stop and think before we speak. That there is a great value in silence, in waiting, in listening. You know, I believe that the spoken word has the power to influence not only those who hear it, but also our very thoughts. The spoken word shapes our character. Think about the very beginning when God created the heavens and the earth. God did it with words. God said, "Let there be light," and you can create. You can make the world a better place with your words, or you can choose to tear it down and pay attention to the negative. You can light the fire of negativity, and it can spread far and wide. Or you can choose to rein in the negative and find things to be thankful for. And the more we voice our gratitude, the more our minds tend to follow suit. Your thoughts will follow your actions and your words. The more you think and speak gratitude, the more you will see what it is to be thankful for. God has given us so much power in this world to choose between the light and the darkness. And one of the great instruments of that choice is what you say and what you email and what you text and what you tweet. Pay attention to the word, says James. And we can all try to be more like his big brother. Amen.